man, I
gotta
I gotta do this.
The conviction.
But you on the right path. You know, you're gonna be all right.
Yeah. How you handle the weight?
Oh, that's a good question.
How you
God, that's a good question. Now you're gonna make me cry. Bishop Jakes, he and I have become really close over the past couple of years. And 2 weeks ago we were on the phone, and he called me, and I said, "Hey, Bishop," and he said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm all right." He said, "You've been heavy on my mind." And my eyes began to water because I'm just like, because I can't lie to Bishop. And I said, "Man, I'm all right." And he said, "It's heavy, isn't it?" I said, "Man, Bishop." He said, "I know." And he said to me, he said, "I know you have a lot of not so good days carrying this weight. A man, you feel the burning.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the cries. I cannot tell you, man, how many text messages, DMs, brothers like leaving, like voice notes, man, crying. And sometimes I can't get to them. I don't have enough resources. I don't know enough therapists. You know, I don't know enough people to send this person here, send this person there. Like, my DMs are full of men. Hey, doc, watch your video, man. I'm ready to get therapy. Can I see you?" And it's just like, you know, my calendar's booked. And Bishop just, he gave me a moment. And I just cried. I just, you know, just weep. And he said, "But you're made for it." And he's like, "In this season, you're going to have to lean on him for the weight. Because he can hold the weight. Because he is the weight." Mm. And, you know, Bishop giving something deep. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I was sitting there. And I said, "Man, Bishop, thank you." And he said, "You know, I see where you're going. And, you know, I see what God is giving you. It's like, you remind me a lot of myself." You know, and because I was telling him, I said, "Bishop, I just, lately, man, I just feel so isolated, you know, because the weight sometimes is like, you know, because I'm not thinking about men just coming to the conference. I'm thinking about the men after they leave. You know what I mean? So it's like, how do I build something, a community where there is a wrap around service or support that doesn't just get them excited about today, yes, but give them hope for tomorrow. That sustains them. And that's what keeps me up at night. It's like, God, how do I, so I'm building an app and, you know, I'm partnering with this organization and all of those things. And sometimes to deal with the weight, it's just a moment by moment, you know what I'm saying, process. And then it's the, you know, I come around you two, and again, I'm just met you guys. I'm like, I'm encouraged by you guys. And then I come around and I'm like, "Bishop, I got to come home at night and do this by myself, you know, because there isn't a Miss Barnett, you know what I mean? So, and this is somebody that I can just lay up and just be like, man, I don't want to do this no more." And them say, "Okay, what do you want to do?" And me feel good about saying, "I quit." Now, obviously I'm not. But the freedom to just say, "Man, F this. Can't about no healing." Just the freedom that, because.
To cast that on, to just let it release. Part.
This is why Ecclesiastics talk about two are better than one. That's why I tell people, do not get caught up in this whole, this independent, I'm going to do me and I'm going to just ride off into the sunset, this John Wayne, or, you know what I'm saying, the guys that take on this John Wayne theory, or man, it's just me by myself, or the woman takes on, you know, I can do bad, or, and I mean, we take on all of these different ideologies, and a lot of it is centered around our experiences. Mm-hmm. But when Ecclesiastes said, woe to he who falls alone, mm-hmm. and he doesn't have anyone, you know, to pick him up. You need people. You need relationship. I tell people, you got to understand interpersonal and intrapersonal relational dynamics. You got to understand that, because man was not fit and not made to be alone. Mm-hmm. We were not made to be alone. That's just not from a relational and romantic. That's made just from doing life. And my thing is sometimes is navigating doing it by myself. Now, my manager, that's my dog. But she'll tell me, Negro, we work together. And so she'll let me have my moments, you know what I'm saying? And she's always like, yo, I'm praying because we got to get somebody in here to do. Because I'll call her and I'll just be like, man, not today. She'll be like, all right, let me hear about it. And it's just been so beautiful because I have so many women that support what I do. And they're all rooting for me in the love space because they like, Jay, we tired of hearing about it. But they're not, obviously, because I rarely say anything. But the weight of it is a day-to-day process of renewing my mind, having counsel, having Bishop, you know, because it's like when you get to a...
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know... On Hardly Initiated, we talk a lot about leveling up financially, mentally, and spiritually, but there is a reality that we have to face. Financial stress can affect us way more than we realize. It's not just about what's in your bank account. It's about the toll that money worries can take on your mental health and your relationship. In fact, at the start of 2026, roughly 88% of Americans reported feeling some form of financial stress. It brings on anxiety, it disrupts your sleep, and for many couples, is one of the leading sources of conflict. I've realized that struggling with money or feeling overwhelmed by it doesn't mean that you failed. Sometimes it's about the beliefs we grew up with or just trying to figure it all out on our own. It's something important to remember that therapy isn't for financial advice. It's for managing stress, shame, or anxiety that comes with those financial hurdles. It helps you unpack your relationship with money and build healthier coping strategies so you don't feel alone in the process. What I appreciate about BetterHelp is that they make the process of finding support simple. They have over 30,000 therapists who are fully licensed in the United States and follow a strict code of conduct. When you sign up, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and their therapist match commitment means that they do the work to find the right fit for your specific needs and goals. They've served over 6 million people globally, and if you ever feel like your match isn't quite right, you can switch to a different therapist at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up now and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/HardlyInitiated. That's BetterHelp.com/HardlyInitiated.
Certain level, you got to connect with somebody that's been there.
Higher than you.
They're higher than
because you.
Because
it's one thing to, listen, when you get to a certain level, it's one thing to have output, but you need input,
man.
Too.
Listen, so much input. Because he said to me, he was like, he said something one day scared me so bad. He said, oh man, I wouldn't want to be you for nothing in the world. I'm like, what did you say that?
You sound just like him.
Yeah, he's like,
that was a perfect interpretation.
Like,
well, I was a theater student, and so, and an actor, so.
One more time.
I wouldn't want to be you for nothing in the world. He said, oh man. And I said, man, why? And I'm looking, I said, man, why would you? I said, why would you say that? And he says, you have no idea what's ahead of you. And he's looking underneath them glasses. I said, Bishop. Mm. He said, you're not just healing men. You're healing ancient wounds. See, it's one thing that you going after these brothers with your age group, but what about the men in their 50s? What about the men that didn't get the apology from their dad? He said, the men that are too young to be considered old, but too old to be considered young, and they feel like they're stuck. And I'm just like, And he was like, the weight, oh, it's going to get heavy. And I'm just looking at him like, I said, really? And he said, you got to pace yourself. He said, you got to pace yourself. And he looked at me, he said, you're just getting started. He said, you haven't seen. He said, I started my ministry really started at 40. Everything else was just practice.
Yo, when Bishop T.D. Jakes speak, he'd be so profound every time. There is nothing that leaving man lips. It's just basic. It's like so deep and impactful every single time. How you come up with that in your brain?
Man.
But it's wisdom.
Man, his wisdom and his leadership has been is been paramount.
Yeah.
You know. Man, he told me the other day, he said, you know, don't overthink it. I said, Bishop, I said, listen. Because he asked me, he said, how's your love life? I said, there ain't no love life, man. Yeah, let's talk about it. So
juicy.
I like him, man. I like your husband. What's your name again, brother?
Michael.
I like Mike. You all right with me, brother? So I did this series, right, called Finding Ruth.
Finding Ruth?
Yeah, Finding Ruth.
That was like the...
Yeah, so and it started from a DM a lady sent me. She's like, hey, Dr. J, God is going to send you your Ruth, your Proverbs 31 woman. And so I made this response video. I said, man, ain't no Ruth coming, man. Like, that was just a Bible character. And for those that are watching, don't you Bible theologian, she's real, all those things. But I was just like, ain't no Ruth coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm not Boaz. Because the truth of the story is like, mm-hmm. Boaz didn't live that long. You know what I mean? He was an older gentleman. And then, I don't know if I want to come in on the back end of somebody's grieving story. However, the story is profound because it is also the backdrop of Jesus' lineage, right? Because without Boaz, we don't get David. Mm-hmm. So I know my Bible, folks. So I do this series, right, like looking for Ruth. And so I'm like popping up in these different places. I'm like, hey, Ruth, I don't know where you are. I don't know where you is, you know, all this. And I'm just being me. And man, do you realize these DMs blew up because now they're like, hey, I'm Ruth. Brother, I had a lady say, I'm not Ruth. I'm Kiara. And she was like, we need to go on a date and let's see. And let me tell you something, man. Listen, I was telling Bishop, I said, Bishop, listen, and you asked me about my dating life. I said, Bishop, you and Sarita met before you became.
Yeah.
I said, Bishop, imagine dating today in 2026 and you Bishop Jakes already.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say?
You got a point.
He said you close your character. You're finally in a new generation, man.
He was like,
you got too much exposure. You got too much reach.
He was like, he said, that's why I told you I couldn't imagine being you. I don't know. Maybe let me you can give me some, like, if you if I'm your guy friend, right? And Mike, you can chime in on this. Like, what does that look like as a man? Because Rashad and I talked about this on Earn Your Leisure. Like, when you become a successful black man.
That's crazy, because I was actually about to go into that question, but I'm going to let you lead it.
When you become a successful black man, and you become a man that, and particularly for me, very emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, my bandwidth from the space of being able to communicate and feel and sense and interpersonal, intrapersonal, all those different things, it's challenging because I've also had the experience of dating and somebody saying, why are you asking me that? You should know that. You're a therapist. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not interested because again, I can't, you know, that's what I do.